Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A motor coach rollover accident sent numerous people to area hospitals just before 8 o'clock this morning. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said around 39 young adults with the drum and bugle corps from Casper, Wyoming, were on the motor coach heading to Indiana when the accident occurred. Danker said none of the injuries appeared to be life-threatening. However, an air ambulance was called to the scene to transport the driver. Reports indicate that a tire blew out on the bus, causing the driver to lose control, enter the south ditch, and roll onto the passenger side. An Iowa man has been arrested in South Dakota after his wife was found murdered in their home and their two-year-old boy was missing. The Butler County Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old Thomas Peterson of Green is expected to face numerous charges. An Amber Alert was issued for two-year-old Jacob Peterson early Sunday morning when officers found his mother's body. About 8 hours later, South Dakota police found the boy with his father. Jessica Lohn with the Department of Public Safety says the boy was safe and unharmed. The state is investigating his mother's death.
The DCI and the Butler County Sheriff's Office are working on the death of Mrs. Peterson, and obviously that will be an investigation that will continue here over the next couple of days.
Lohn confirmed that Thomas Peterson is a suspect in his wife's murder. A Harlan man was injured in a motorcycle accident on Friday. The Harlan Police Department says 46-year-old Richard Jones was operating his motorcycle on Hawkeye Avenue in Harlan, and for unknown reasons, he lost control and hit the curb on the south side of the road. The reporting officer stated that Jones was breathing and had a strong pulse at the scene of the accident, but was unresponsive. Jones had visual wounds to the head. He was initially transported to Mercy Medical Center in Harlan. A levee breach occurred Sunday morning on the Missouri River near Hamburg. A mandatory evacuation is in effect immediately for the areas between Hamburg and the Missouri River and the south end of Hamburg. The Sydney High School is available as a shelter for those who have evacuated and need a place to stay. Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cresselius says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently raising the city of Hamburg's levee 5 feet, and he is warning sightseers to stay off the levees.
In light of what has occurred over the weekend in Atchison County, you don't know when any area along that levee is going to give way. And if you're out there driving along it and it gives way, you could end up in the river because the river is coming right up to the edge of those levees. It collapses and you're out there in the water. Nobody knows you're there. You've got a problem. If somebody sees it, then we've got a problem in addition to everything else that we're trying to take care of.
Cresselius says if you are not a member of the drainage district, a county or state employee, or a property owner, stay off the levees or you will be cited. Cresselia says despite any rumors, the interstate is not closed. However, it is highly possible in the future. An Atlantic man was arrested on a valid Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Atlantic police arrested 26-year-old Nathan Dorsher on Friday and transported him to the Cass County jail where he was held. A Red Oak teen was arrested for minor in possession of alcohol Sunday. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested 17-year-old Dalton Valentine following the investigation into an incident of suspicious activity in a farm field at the end of 137th Street in rural Red Oak. Valentine was transported to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office where he was processed and released to the custody of his mother. This weekend, Iowa State Patrol troopers kicked off their annual effort to reduce the number of crashes and traffic violations on Saturday evenings. This is the third year the State Patrol is conducting Safe Saturday enforcement. Troopers will maintain a high visibility presence on the roadway in order to deter would-be speeders and drunk drivers and ultimately save lives. And the dedication for Walnut's new splash pad was held Friday. Tony Zimmerman, standing in for Walnut Mayor Gene Larson, spoke to a large crowd and stated that their attendance shows the pride Walnut residents have for their community and the splash pad project.
This splash pad's been quite a dream and kind of a struggle for all the people that were involved in it. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into it. And, you know, there's some in town that would criticize a little bit, maybe throw some stones at the progress here. But today we're going to be here to recognize those who made the choice to show some real leadership. And by picking up all of those stones and building something really great out of them. So.
Zimmerman said the splash pad project would not have been possible without the help of numerous donations and the people who helped raise the funds. The new splash pad is free and open to the public. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.